how to actually get the exact same customers who are currently going to your competitor's website to start coming to your website instead.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Biz the Biz, a networking group. Does any of you guys know what Biz the Biz is? Or most commonly, I think it's called like BNI groups, business networking initiative, maybe. So these are like little networking groups that they're basically in every town. And the idea behind these networking groups is that you get small business owners in a group. And as we utilize our resources, like our resources are utilized as a group rather than individually. So if I have customers, I have referrals, I have friends, and I can share them with the group. And what makes it unique is that you can only have one type of business in each group. So if I'm a cleaning business owner, there's only one cleaning business owner inside this group. If you're a real estate agent, there's only one real estate agent in the group. If you're a gym or you're in the fitness space, there's only one of that type of individual inside the group. Okay. And so when I joined this group, I was obviously in a fitness space. This was like 2015 when I joined this group. And there was this one person in there that like totally changed my life. His name was Eric. And he owned a company called Insight Marketing. And I just remember like the very first day that he came in this group, because I was in there before he was, and he came in after me, and he started his pitch on what he did. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy is going to crush it in this group, because like his customers were actually inside the group. And we're all small business owners who knew nothing about marketing. And man, he did. He crushed it, right? And he got me. And so I was buying like shirts from him that he would design. He designed my logo, my business cards, my swag bags, like anything that could be branded. By golly, he sold me on, right? I was like, this is how you get new customers. And then he finally got me to buy a website. And so with the website, the goal was that he's gonna get me to search at the top, or at least close to the top of our local market. Right. And SEO was complicated. And there was like certain things that he knew that I didn't know. And he had guys from Google that were on his team. Right. He called them the Google nerds. And so that he was going to do all the back end, the tags and the ranking stuff. And he was going to get my website to the top. Right. That was part of this upfront cost. And there was so the upfront cost was $3,000. And I was like, okay. Right. I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I signed up for it. I was like, okay, like I need a website, right? I need SEO. I need people to search my name and find me. And then there's also like a hosting fee on the back end, which is $300 a month. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of expensive, but I understand, right? Like if I'm getting at least one or two clients, like it makes sense. So, you know, after a year, I can proudly say that I had a really expensive website with absolutely zero traffic. And I got zero sales from my website. And I remember being very frustrated. Initially, I was frustrated at him. So I was like, man, like he took me, but he didn't, right? Like he actually did the best that he possibly could. And really what I found out was that it wasn't on him, it was me, because I didn't actually understand marketing. I didn't understand how the whole thing was supposed to work, right? I thought that expensive website meant that I was going to make money, and that just wasn't the case. And so my ROI on it was like zero. Like I literally made zero sales on that website. And so when I actually started marketing and I learned about marketing, finally, again, like this is what kind of drove me to learn about Russell Brunson and then eventually signed up with Alex. As soon as I understood how a funnel worked, like I replaced that $2,000 website. Like I just like, I pushed it to the side and I used the free funnel from ClickFunnels as my homepage. And that thing made me more money in 1 month than that previous website had done in the previous like 2 years that I had it. And so when I started my cleaning business, I remember that experience. I remember like going through that. I was like, okay, so is the cleaning business different than the fitness business? And so I wrestled with this idea. I was like, should I actually pay another third party company to like make a website for me? Or should I just like do a funnel, but now learn how to pay Google, okay, to get traffic to my website? And so you guessed it. Like I decided that I was just going to use Google. And actually found there's actually three ways that I got prospects to come see my website versus my competitors' websites. Now, this first way is actually free. Okay. And so this way is, again, it might seem basic, but like the basics is what wins in business. I mean, when you fail through the basics, you don't have a foundation that you actually can start to add on cool things like paid advertising. And so the first thing to do is actually just optimize your Google business profile. If you go to Google your business, like this is actually how you start this process, okay? And so when it comes to Google My Business, you need to make sure your business name is in there. If you haven't started your business yet, I highly recommend you put cleaning inside your business name. And the biggest reason why is because when someone searches, they're going to be searching cleaning or housekeeping. Again, if you don't put housekeeping in there as well, like that, you'd be surprised at how much that can be helpful when it comes to search engine optimization, what people actually are searching for, that your name actually pops up in what they're searching for. Your business category description, house cleaning service in Bozeman, Montana. Address, okay? Address, if you have a, if you have an office, or if you have a location, like put your office in there. If you have a home, it's fine. You can put your home in there. Service area, make sure you put in there like what area you service. Like we service Bozeman and Belgrade. I mean, your area, like you know your areas. Like if it's a zip code or for a specific area, like make sure you put those service areas in there. Hours, make sure your hours are up to date and they're on there. And here's a hack, right? Number one, if you're a solopreneur, like hire a virtual assistant, worst case scenario, and then have them be dedicated to hours outside of business hours. Because I promise you, like when people go to search for you and they see that you're only open from, you know, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay, so is everybody else. But if you can say that you're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., who then will likely to call or text when they see somebody else is open and everybody else is closed? Okay. And so it's so simple. But this is how you actually can slightly differentiate yourself from your competition. And then, of course, put your phone number in there. So the target clientele for people who want house cleaning, like they're millennial / Gen Xers, right? And even baby boomers. And so it's the top half of the age demographic. And so these people like to call people. They like to text people. They're not as, now, not to say that they won't do funnels, because they definitely do, but a lot of people will just call you. So make sure that your phone number is there and ready to rock and roll. Okay. Now, website. Again, I recommend that you either use a Google free website. They actually have that, or use ClickFunnels, right? Again, I like ClickFunnels because you're able to actually be able to push people around and use automations where you can't do that with Google as far as I'm aware of anyway. And so that's why I recommend using ClickFunnels website, because it's, again, instead of paying $2,000 upfront, you can just pay $97 a month. There's no upfront cost. And so to me, it just seems like a no-brainer. Plus you get like 10 websites with the $97 plan. So make sure your website is up to date in there. Updates. So updates on here. What I do on this currently is I just put in these offers. So I showed you guys the Groundhog's Day offer. I'll put in here. And basically all I'm doing is just showing somebody who's searching that my business is active and that we are currently in business. You'd be surprised at how many people, like that's what they look for in small businesses. Like they just assume that business owners, especially small business owners, like they suck at business, which fair, totally fair. And so sometimes by just doing little things, by just showing that you are updating your stuff, you can win business just by being top of mind. And so about updates, all I'm doing on there right now is just putting our offers out there. Products. On products, I put our deep house clean on here. And then in there, there's some good ad copy. This kind of goes back to what I talked about a little bit earlier. Like I don't actually know exactly what to do on this, but I'm just doing something. And like by doing something, I'm putting effort in, I'm trying. And then as I start to see what the market says or doesn't say, then I'll adjust it. But a lot of times, like people see effort and they award that by giving you a phone call, by trying that, by giving you an opportunity. And so a lot of times it's just like giving yourself a chance is by putting forth some effort. Services. So here, services, put all your services on here. Google will help you. They'll give you some suggested services as well. Make sure you put all the things that you do inside here. Reviews. Make sure you have good reviews. And so asking your clients for reviews, having a system for reviews, not just hoping and praying for reviews, is really critical. And so if you don't have a system, you don't ask for reviews, then your chance of getting reviews is very, very low. Photos. Kind of the same thing when it comes to products and updates. Like I'm not exactly sure exactly what ideal is for photos, but again, doing something, having something up is important. Like we're doing before and afters. You can see here, we're doing maybe just like nice photos. There's some logo photos down below. But again, it's sometimes just like showing that you're active is and being consistent. That's one of the things that we're trying to portray in our Google profile. And then the about section. You see the about section. I have a really nice about section I wrote here. And if you actually read this, you'll notice that it's very client-centric rather than business-centric. So most About Me sections about me, the business, and our mission and what our core values are, and all of that is fine. I'm not saying that's not good, but I like to save that for like our culture and our team, people who actually need to care about it. Our customer, they don't care about us. They care about them. And can we solve their problem? So that's what I focus this About section on. It's like, here, we can solve your problem. Like, imagine walking to your home that sparkles from top to bottom without lifting a finger. That's our mission, building a 5-star clinic, right? It's like, oh, that's very like client-centered. And then boom. Even though we talk about ourselves, like, it's all about them. It's like our dedicated team of professional cleaners who undergo background checks and are bonded and insured, take a meticulous hands-on approach to ensure the highest level of cleanliness and that you are satisfied, right? So I talk about our team highly as a way to service them. And I think if you can just make your marketing always be about your prospect / your future client, you're ahead of the game. So that is number one. That is the freeway to optimize your website, to pull people from other people, from your competitors over to your website. Now, number two is Google Local Service Ads. So this is a relatively new thing that Google has been doing. And it's actually really simple. And that's really why I like it, is that all they do is basically verify that you have a legit business. Okay. And so the business verification process is 5 steps. You must prove that you have insurance. Okay. You must pass a background check. You must have at least 5 customer reviews. Then at that point, like, you create a budget and you put your billing information in there. And then you get this cool little thing we see here on the right, the Google Guaranteed. And then once you get that, like, Google actually advertises you to people who are looking for your type of service. Okay. And you pop up at the top of the rankings with that little Google Guaranteed thing when someone searches house cleaning in Bozeman. It's actually really cool. So like, when you're searching sort of service, you'll see like the map pop up and you'll see all the listings. Like, this is where you'll pop up and it'll say Google Guaranteed. And so again, the reason why I like it, because that's it. Like, you just have to get verified and you just have to put your billing information there. You have to put how much you want to spend on it, and it does everything for you. And then you get calls right to your phone line, right? And then it sends an email saying a new potential customer is calling you. And then then they leave a voicemail and you get contact information. It's like, it's really simple. It's really clean. It's really cool. It's awesome, right? Definitely highly recommend it for all cleaning business owners to be running Google Local Services, okay? And you can control your budget. That's the coolest part. It's like, you can pick your budget, and it's a pay only for what you get. And so if you get a lead, then they charge you a specific amount for it. You can actually dispute the lead. And sometimes you can get leads that you don't have to pay for, but they end up turning into clients. It's a really cool thing. So Google Local Services, highly recommended. Third way we can get people from other people's websites on our own website is using Google Pay-per-click. So this is also known as Google PPC. And so what I'm gonna do is actually gonna walk you through a campaign. Right. And so this is a little bit more advanced. It's a lot more advanced than the Google Local Services. This is the next step up. And so if you're ready to get real tactical, let's dive in. So what's your campaign objective? So this is the first step when you create a new campaign inside your Google Ads account. And here you have opportunity to do sales, leads, website traffic, products, brand awareness, app promotion, other things. I always just go leads. Okay. So leads is the one I pick. Once I pick leads, then you pick your conversion goal. Do you want to get phone calls or do you want to submit lead forms? There's actually one, there's a third one called contacts. I don't use it, but these are the two campaigns I'm actively running. Is like, I want phone calls and I want people to actually submit a lead form. Okay. And then campaign type. So do you want search-based campaign type? That's performance, display, shopping, video, discovery. For our cleaning business, we use search-based. Okay. Lead type. So what are you looking for? Again, do you want people to visit your website? Do you want people to call you? Do you want people to visit? Do you have a store? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a store if you have a cleaning business, right? If you have app downloads, lead form submissions. And so again, this one you would pick. Again, we pick website visits and phone calls because we actually use our own booking calendar on our website. So I just want someone to click onto the website and then we have all of our stuff set up, all of our automations on the back end once they opt in there. But if you don't have that, then you guys can use a internal lead form that Google Ads will give you. And then of course you could use phone calls as well. Okay. And at that point you bid for for CPAs, right? So cost per action, you can see that's what CPA stands for. So sometimes just learning the terminology can help you feel familiar with it, help you feel confident with it. And you'll hear words like CPAs and CPLs, CPCs, click-through rates, like all these things. And really, they're just short acronyms for how much does it cost you for a specific thing, right? Is it cost per lead? Is it cost through click-through rate? Is it cost per action? And then at that point, you have to clarify what is action, what is lead, all these other things. But ultimately, understanding the verbiage and language is important. Just helps you feel confident in your ability to actually run ads. So you put in your bid in there. Again, even if you don't know what it is, they will basically help you adjust it based on whatever your bid is, right? If you're not getting any leads, you're bidding too low, it'll say, hey, all right, I recommend you like bumping your bid up a little bit higher. Campaign settings, again, in here, you can include or exclude certain places. I just leave everything on. I'll let Google do its thing, right? Locations, if you have a specific location, like around your office or around your home, you want to stay within a mile, 2 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles, really just depends on if you want specific zip codes. Again, it doesn't have to be next to where you are. You can put it in specific zip codes. So that's a cool part. You can advertise to specific areas. Languages, of course, again, if you are Spanish speaking, then you can put people in there speak Spanish or English or French or whatever your languages are that you want to serve. More settings. So this is actually kind of unique, is that when it comes to generating headlines and descriptions, like Google actually will do it for you. So if you turn this thing on right here, Google will scrape your landing page. Again, this is if you're pushing people to a landing page. It'll scrape your landing page and it'll take what is on there and it'll create its own headline, its own description, because it understands the fact that consistency is sometimes more important than what actually is said on the landing page and on the ad. It's just like, is it consistent from landing page to the ad? That is more important than what is actually said sometimes, right? I'm not saying it's not important for your headline to be good, your scripts to be good, but the consistency is super important as well. I just have it off because I like to create my own stuff. But again, if you want to, like, you literally just have Google do all that stuff for you, which is kind of cool. And then the ad itself, again, you put in the URL if you're doing a if you're pushing them to a funnel, or you're pushing to a homepage, and you put in there the headline. So you can see there at the bottom, you'll see like headline number one, headline number two, headline number three. So if you guys have ever seen, like, if you Google anything, like, you'll see these ads fall at the top. Like, that's what this is, right? This is what PPC is. And then keywords, you put in keywords in there. It'll give you some suggestions on what to put in there. And then really, it's you being able to just like start, put the keywords in there, house cleaning, cleaning services, cleaning in Bozeman. Like, you start by putting keywords in there. And then as you start to look at your numbers and you start to analyze your data, it'll actually show you which keywords are getting the most impressions, which is basically like which keywords are getting showed up the most in search. Like, what are the most people in our area searching for? And then what are they clicking on? And you're able to see a cost per click. And you can see that certain keywords have higher cost per clicks than others do. And again, if you're dealing with a good problem of having too many leads come in, you can turn off some of the ones that either it's a volume game, or if you're getting too many clicks, you want to slow the volume down, you can turn off some of those keywords. Or you can, if you notice that one keyword, it converts higher. Again, but the most important thing is like what converts higher. So if someone searches Bozeman 5-star cleaning service, like what's the chances of them actually signing up? They're actually searching for specifically versus house cleaning service. And so sometimes some words have higher weight than others. I'd rather leave that one on if someone clicks on that one, because the chance of them signing up is super high. Whereas someone just searches house cleaning services, maybe they're price shopping. Maybe they're trying to compare us to somebody else. These are all the things that you think of when you're determining what keywords that you want to keep versus you want to exit, if that becomes a problem. Now, if you don't have enough leads, then maybe you need to add your keyword search, or you need to up your budget, right? And that's the one next thing you're talking about is budget. So what do you want to spend a day? So you want to spend $30 a day? Do you want to spend $50 a day? So you want to spend $100 a day? Like, whatever it is. Again, like, you just need to allocate your budget. But ultimately, this is client finance acquisition. So any sort of money you spend on the front end, you should be able to make that money back at least in the first 30 days. And then again, if you run a business and you're thinking about this from being a business owner, if you're keeping those clients, like those clients eventually, maybe it costs you some money to acquire that customer right away. But if you get them to sign up for another cleaning after that, then they become profitable, right? Maybe just on the second clean, or maybe it's the third clean. And the further, like the closer you can get that to profitability, like the more you can spend, the faster you can spend. So that's really the key, is like, how do I spend enough money that I can still have my clients actually finance this budget for me, right? Because once they opt in, then I'm getting on a phone call and they do a clean, then I get to take that money, I get to put a piece of those quote unquote profits towards my marketing ad spend. Okay. And then once you get that, ready to rock, then once you get all that set up, then you're ready to publish, right? You really hit the publish button and then it goes in. Actually, it doesn't go live, by the way. It reviews for a few hours, maybe a day. And then as long as you met all of Google's guidelines, then your ad becomes live. And this is your dashboard. So this is how you can look inside your dashboard and you can see how many clicks you got. You can adjust your timeframes and you can see impressions. You can see cost per click. You can see the cost. It's your total cost, right? This is another form of the dashboard. Like this one, I have two ads going right now. I have a web form going and I have like a phone call one going. So you can see the price difference in the two on the specific dates. You can see the clicks. You can see click-through rates. You can see billing information, not billing information, but you can see like how much is currently in the queue to be billed and when the next payment is. So it's, again, it does a great job of showing you all your data. And this was an example of an ad. This was based on the keyword search house cleaning service. And so you can see this is an actual ad that we're running right now. And so you'll see residential house cleaning, you'll see housekeeping services, you'll see vacation, it doesn't quite say rental on there. And there's a little description below it. And when they click on this, they either go to a option to call us or they go to a landing page. So cool. How was that, guys? Like, that was a lot of information. So like, do you guys see like when you guys actually have these processes and these systems and get everything set up, like you see how fast you actually can scale when you actually use paid advertising?
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.